You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
A most holy Wednesday to you all. Today's meditation passage comes to us from 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My little children, I am writing this to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the expiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. On this Holy Wednesday, John is clearly speaking to all of us, his brothers and sisters. This brief passage is both an exhortation to righteousness and holiness in our lives, and also a promise of great hope in our failings and our sins. Once again, let our hearts and our minds be focused upon our Lord Jesus himself. Jesus is the perfect righteousness of God. And he, the one who will be our righteous judge on the last day, is also the one who is our perfect advocate with the Father. The Greek word behind this English word advocate is paraclete. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, 15, and 16, this word, translated counselor, is applied primarily to the Holy Spirit. But in the first of these references, in John chapter 14, Jesus says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. That is, Jesus himself is the first and the ultimate advocate, the first paraclete, the intercessor with the Father. These words in 1 John ensure us of this truth. The Lord Jesus is in my corner in all of my personal battles with sin and temptation. And he stands before the Father for my sake. In the second verse, we can see very clearly that Jesus directly deals with my sins. He doesn't cover them over, nor does he take them lightly. Rather, he is the expiation for all of my sins. Mine, ours, the sins of the whole world, now and at all time. What does this mean, that he is the expiation for our sins? This is a key word in Old Testament sacrifice, and it affirms that Jesus himself has become the perfect sacrifice for sin, as he offered his life in love to his Father. Today then, let us raise our eyes to Jesus, the Lamb who was slain and has been raised from the dead, who stands before the throne of his Father, having been brought with him his own blood as the perfect sacrifice of our sins. This one is our paraclete, our advocate, our intercessor before God the Father. Amen.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.